Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Get everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world on 7 continents. So we want everybody to tune in and listen to the activities that we're talking about on our radio show. We believe we are the best radio show on the planet. So tell everybody to tune in to G-Money's Stories and listen to the activities that we're talking about live on the radio. All right. The first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's cool. It's not cold. It's cool, though. It's about 45, maybe 60 degrees, and the sun is not out. It's cloudy and overcast, and the weather is getting colder as the night comes on, so it's getting colder every day in the evening time. So if you're going to be out in Las Vegas, you got to make sure you bring your jacket, you wear your long sleeve thermals, and you wear your sweatshirt, because it gets kind of cold in the evening in Las Vegas. Right now, we're getting ready to go into the Christmas season, and today is the 12th of December. So we're going into the Christmas season. We got 13 days before Christmas, and we have 8 days before my birthday. Yes, people, my birthday is in 8 days. So we can appreciate any money that you want to send my way. You can put it on G Money, the Pimp Comics, or put it on my campaign, because I'm running for president. So put it on my campaign, and I will receive it with gladness. I will be very happy to accept your donations for my campaign, because I'm running for president in 2020. So this is, today is the 12th. That means we got 13 days before Christmas, and that means we have 18 days before the first. I think we got 19 days before the 1st of January, before 2020? Yes, it's going to be close. Let me think about that. Let's see. Today is the 12th, and we got 13 days before Christmas, and then New Year's Christmas. So we got 7 days plus 13 days. We got 20 days before the first of the year. It'll be 20 days left in 2019, and we'll be kicking it off with a couple of parties to end the year. Yes, 88.1 is having a party on the 31st. They're having a party at Santa Fe Casino, and it's going to be at the Club Chrome. That's the name of the nightclub inside the Santa Fe. It's going to be Club Chrome. And right now, New Year's tickets are $49. And they're going to have a best decade contest, which means the best dress for the 80s, for the 90s, for the 2000s, and for the 2010 year. So they want you to come dressed appropriately to celebrate those decades that they used to wear the different style of clothes. Yes, it's going to be an interesting party. Everybody will be dressed all looking all different, going back to all the way to 1970. And then it'll go up to 2020. It's going to be a rang-dang-doodle of a party. I'm telling you, it's going to be out of this world. And at the end of the night, for 2020 to go out, or to come into 2020, I should say, it's going to have the world-famous Kid and Play, the house party duo, Kid and Play. And they've been doing house parties since 1970. So they're going to put on a concert at the Santa Fe inside Club Chrome. So that'll be a good place to come and get your party on. $49 is the cost of the concert and the party. And you can have a best dress, or you can win best dress prizes if you dress like you're in the 1970s, the 1980s, the 1990s, and in the year 2000, or in 2010. It'll be a celebration of everybody trying to show what their favorite decade was as we go into 2020. It's going to start a new decade. It's going to be 2020, and it's going to be a new time of year. So everybody should kick back and get ready for the party, because it's going to go down, and it's going to go down, just like I said. On 2020, it's going to be a new year. And in 2020, big things are happening for me because it's my birthday in 8 days, and my fraternity celebration is in 5 days. So I'm doing big things right now. I'm excited about the change of document, the change of year, and the change of the end of the month. It's exciting. It's really going on. And this is the season to be jolly and to be giving and to share love and all the good stuff that comes with the Christmas holiday. This is the season for giving. So always have your hand out and look around and see who's going to give you something. Ha, 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 ha. Because this is the best time of year. This is Santa Claus in the best, in the reality of the real world. Santa's coming to everybody, and he's going to bring some good gifts to everybody. I know you've been good all year, and the ladies look forward to getting some real nice presents, and the guys look forward to getting some real nice presents. It's going to be a great year for children end with the 2020 bang, and that's going to be an excellent time of year. So, sit back and enjoy the weather and enjoy being in Las Vegas, because Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world, and we have all kind of activities going on right here in Las Vegas. Michael Bazin is having a party to end the new year. His party is going to be on December 30th. It's the day before New Year's Eve. And he's having a party at the Palms Casino at the end of the strip. So he's saying, I don't know how much his tickets are. He hasn't said. But it's going to be a wang gang of a doodle party. And everybody is going to be there. And they've been listening to the radio show. Michael Bazin has been spreading the word all around the country. So we're going to have people coming to Las Vegas for the New Year's Eve party from all over the country. It's going to be a big blast. Everybody's going to be here. And the people that you haven't seen in years will be out in force. Yes, it will be a great time for an entertainment party of the year. So that's Michael Bazin at the Palms on the 30th of December. And then 88.1 is doing the Chrome at the Santa Fe Casino on the 31st. So get down here, get your tickets, get your outfits together, and be ready for the party of the century. We're getting ready to end 2020 with a bang. All right. Now, I guess we don't have to talk about any sports. Actually, we do. We got to pick the NFL game for week 15. So, DJ Papa D, let's talk sports. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, this is going to be week 15. It's 2 weeks left in the season, and then 3 weeks left before we go to the Super Bowl. So, what does the teams look like? What do the games look like this weekend? Thursday night. What's starting tonight? Who's playing tonight?
Tonight, the New York Jets play the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore, and they're giving the Jets 16.5 points.
Whoa, giving them a whole boat full. Well, they're going to need more than 16 points if they're going to beat Baltimore. I'm picking Baltimore for the win. And what's the total points for the game?
45.
Oh, yeah. I think, well, what's the weather like in Baltimore? That's where we need to be concerned about, because the Jets play good in cold weather, but Baltimore plays good in good weather and in bad weather, because they got a full team. So, I don't know. We got to see what the weather's like for Baltimore. I think they're going to score about 35 points, and maybe the Jets may get 15. So 35 and 15 is how much? 47?
50.
35 and 15? Oh, yeah, 50. Okay. So 50 points. And the total points for the game, you said, is 47?
45.
45. Okay. Well, I'm betting if the weather's good, now people listen to me, I'm saying if the weather's good, Baltimore's going to blow the Jets out the water. The Jets may score two touchdowns if they can get into the end zone. If they can get into the 20, then they may score two touchdowns. But I don't think so. I think Baltimore's going to shut them down. But I'm thinking Baltimore's going to score a lot if the weather's good. So I'm saying it's going to be over Baltimore with the win, and it's going to be over 47 points.
Okay. So Ravens and over, right?
Yep, that's what I'm saying. Ravens and over. Sounds like I hear some music. So it's time for us to take a break. We have to pay our bills. So I'm going to take a break from my air chair, and we're going to go off to do a little something to pay our bills. So DJ Papa D, take us into a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. So one Christmas, I got a new bicycle. And my best friend got a new bicycle, too. And so one day, we decided that we were going to ride our bikes to church. And I found out he didn't have a lock for his bike. And I told him, oh, that's all right. We'll lock your bike up out here by the bike rack with my lock. And I'll put my bike in the yard of the rectory. So we went in and we had mass, and we got finished with the mass, and I walked out, and then I walked into the backyard behind the church, and my bike wasn't there. And when I got home, I had to explain to my mother and my father that somebody stole my bike. And they were like, I see you got your lock. And I said, yeah, I know. I'm only in the fifth grade, Mama, so I'm not real smart yet.
Trying
was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete. But between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, Las Vegas. What's up, everybody in Las Vegas? What's happening, everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Yes, it's an internet radio show. Well, we're broadcasting around the world, and we have the best radio show on the planet. So we want to appreciate everybody to spread the word so everybody can listen in to the activities that we're talking about on the radio show. We got music. We have news. We have sports. Oh, we have comedy, and we have commercials. It's an exciting radio show, and you need to listen in so you can get some laughs and tell all your friends to listen in so they can laugh along with you. It's a great radio show, and we've been on the air for 1 year and 9 months, so we're not going anywhere. We're doing it to the death. We're doing it to do it. All the way to the ground. We're going to do it like this, do it like that. We're going to do it like we got a whoopo ball back. Yeah, this is going to be insane with the membrane. All right. Well, we were talking NFL football, so let me not forget where we were. DJ, Papa D, I think we were talking about games that are going on tonight on Thursday. So we already said Baltimore, and I already picked Baltimore to beat the Jets. So who else is playing on Monday night?
Okay, so on Sunday, right.
Okay. There's only one game this Thursday. Okay.
Just the Ravens and the Jets.
Okay.
So, next up, the Seahawks are playing the Panthers in Carolina, and they're giving the Panthers 6 points.
Okay. Yeah, the Panthers have been falling off. I don't have any faith in their offense, and their defense is really sucking too. So I'm going to take Seattle for the win. And what's the total point?
Total points is 48.
48, and you said they're playing in Carolina?
Yep.
Yeah, so the weather's going to be kind of bad. But Seattle is used to playing in bad weather. They have rain a lot in Seattle. So I'm going to say Seattle for the win, and they'll probably score more than 48 points. So I'm going to say Seattle for the win, and it'll be over 48 points.
All right, next up. The New England Patriots are playing the Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati, and they're giving the Bengals 9.5 points.
Oh, that's all? They need to give the Bengals like 25 points if they even want to compete. And they're playing in Cincinnati, you said, right?
Yep.
So that means it's going to be cold and rainy weather because it's in the Midwest. So I'm going to say, it's going to be an automatic win for the New England Patriots. So they're going to win, and they're going to blow Cincinnati out. So I don't know if they're going to start their first string or they're going to start their second string, because Cincinnati only won one game all year. So why would New England risk getting any of their star players hurt by playing against Cincinnati? That wouldn't be worth their time. So I'm thinking Cincinnati is going to play their best game, but New England will probably play second string. So I'm going to say they probably won't score a lot of points, but they're going to shut Cincinnati down. So Cincinnati's going to get shut out. And New England might score like 24, maybe 28 points. So I don't think they're going to try to blow Cincinnati out, because I don't think they'll play their first team. So I'll say New England for the win. And, yeah, I'd probably say it would be under, what's the total point? Probably about 50.
41.
41? Oh, yeah. See, the sportsbook even thinks it's going to be a low-scoring game. So 41, yeah. Well, I think if Cincinnati can score once, if they can score once, then they may force New England to score a few more times. But they should be able to get more than 41 points. But I don't think New England's going to play their first team. So I don't think they're really going to try to score a lot of points. They'll just shut Cincinnati down. So I'm going to say it's New England for the win, and it's going to be under 41 points. Yeah, that's what I think is going to happen. I think New England isn't going to play their starters, and they won't try to risk any of their players. They're going to try to save them for the playoffs. So they know they can beat Cincinnati, because Cincinnati only has one win, and Lord knows how they got that one win. So, okay, I'll take the New England Patriots for the win, and it's going to be under 41 points.
All right, Patriots and under. Next up, we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers playing the Detroit Lions in Detroit. And they're giving the Lions 3.5 points.
Okay. Well, they're playing in Detroit, so the weather's going to be bad in Detroit because it's the Midwest. And Tampa Bay... well, they're used to playing in good weather. So I'm thinking Tampa Bay has a better team, so they should score more points than Detroit. So I'm going to say Tampa Bay for the win, even though neither one of them has a shot to make the playoffs. So it really doesn't matter who wins. It's just going to be another game. Tampa Bay won't be playing their starters, and Detroit probably won't be trying to prove nothing. So, what's the total points for this game?
Total points is 46.
46, yeah. I'll say Tampa Bay for the win, and it'll be under 46 points. Because I don't think either one of them is going to play real hard because they don't have nothing to gain. And they can't spoil the other team because the other team ain't going to make the playoffs anyway. So Detroit ain't got nothing to gain. Tampa Bay has nothing to gain. So they're just going to be playing. They probably won't even be playing a lot of their starters. They're getting to that time of the season where they're just playing members on the team. They'll be playing people that ain't played all year. So, so I'm thinking it's Tampa Bay because they have a better offense and probably a better defense. And they'll win. So Tampa Bay for the win, and it's going to be under the total points.
Tampa Bay and under. Next up, we have the Chicago Bears playing the Green Bay Packers in Green Bay, and they're giving the Bears 4.5 points.
Okay. Yeah, the Bears, they're not going to make the playoffs either, but they might try to spoil Green Bay. So I'm thinking Green Bay is going to play a good game. And they're playing in Soldier Field in Chicago, or they're playing in Green Bay?
Yep. They're playing in Green Bay.
Oh, so they're going to be playing in the frozen tundra. Okay, so it ain't going to be a whole bunch of scoring going on. Green Bay should win, but they're not going to score a lot of points because they're not going to be playing any of this starters, they're going to be playing this second string. So they'll win. And what's the total points for the game?
Total points is 40.5.
Yeah, so just because Green Bay can score and the Bears can score a little bit, I'll say the game will go over 40 points. So it'll be Green Bay for the win, and it'll be over 40 points.
All right, Green Bay and over. Next up, the Denver Broncos playing the Kansas City Chiefs and in Kansas City, and they're giving the Broncos 10 points.
Broncos getting 10 points. Well, the Broncos can be a spoiler. They might try to knock Kansas City out. If they beat Kansas City, then Kansas City may, it's possible they may not make the playoffs. if they lose a couple of games before the end of the year, they may miss their shot at making the playoffs. So I would think that Kansas City would concentrate on their offense, even though they don't have a good defense. And the Broncos have a good defense, but their offense needs some work. So, where are they playing? Are they playing in Kansas City? Are they playing in Georgia?
Playing in Kansas City.
They're playing in Kansas City. Oh, Missouri, huh? That's going to be bad weather. So, I'll say Kansas City because Kansas City needs to win. So Kansas City for the win, and it'll probably be under the total points. What's total points for that game?
Total points is 45 and a half.
Oh, yeah, it'll be under 45 points. Their defense should tighten up and should shut Denver down. But Denver's defense should step up, and they should shut Kansas City down a little bit. So Kansas City has a better offense, so they'll score a few more points. So I'm thinking that Kansas City might score 20 points, and Denver might score 18. So that's 38 points. That's going to be about it for that game. So it'll be Kansas City with the win, and they'll be under 40. What did you say the total points was?
45 and a half.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be under 45 and a half for sure. Okay.
All right. Kansas City and under.
Today. We got some more games to pick for the NFL sports, but we're going to take a commercial break. It's time for us to pay some more bills. It's getting close to Christmas time, so we got to pay some more bills. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
When I was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco. And I was hanging out in San Francisco. And I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me. And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, "Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there was some girls waving at me." He said, "Those weren't girls waving at you." And I said, "What? Are you serious?" And I saw these group of girls over at the side, and they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, "Hey, come here." And my buddy's like, "No, we're not going over there." And I'm like, "Why not? The girls are calling us." He said, "Nope, they're not all girls." And I looked, and I said, "They all got dresses on."
How's your son?
All the things.
He made your team this year?
All the things.
He said he wasn't tall enough.
All the glitter.
Is not gold.
We're going to cook this time.
This is family business, and this is for the family that can't be with us. And this is for my cousin locked down, all the answers in us. This is why I spit it in my song, so sweet like a photo where your granny's pitching that at your gone and hit us. super hard on Thanksgiving and Christmas. This can't be right. Yo, you heard the track I did, man. This can't be life. Somebody please say grace so I can save face and have a reason to cover my face. I even made you a plate. Soul food, know how granny do it. Monkey bread on the side, know how the family do it. When I brought it, why the God had to look all through it? As kids, we used to laugh. Who knew that life would move this fast? Who knew I have to look at you through a glass? And look, you tell me you ain't did it, then you ain't did it. And if you did, then that's family business. Everybody standing with us. Come on, let's take a family Grammy picture. Abby, remember when they ain't believing me? Now she like, see, that's my cousin on TV. Now, we getting it and we gon' make it. And they gon' hate it and I'm his favorite. I can't deny it, I'm a straight rider. But when we get together, be electric sliding. Grandma, get them shook up. Oh, no, nah, don't open the photo book up. I got a Aunt Ruth that can't remember your name. But I bet some Polaroids will send her down memory lane. You know that one auntie, you don't mean to be rude. But every holiday, nobody eating a food. And you don't wanna stay there, cause them your worst cousins. Got roaches at they crib like them your first cousins. Act like you ain't took a bath with your cousin. Fit three in the bed. If it's 60, y'all, I'm talking about three by the head and three by the leg. But you ain't have to tell my girl I used to pee in the bed. Way to rhyme without using eyes and guns. Keep your nose out the sky, keep your heart to God, and keep your face to the rising sun. All my niggas from the shies, my family dog. And my niggas ain't my guys, they my family dog. I feel like one day you'll understand me, dog. You can still love your man and be manly, dog. You ain't gotta get heated at every housewarming. Sitting here grilling people like George Foreman. My Uncle Ray and Aunt Sheila always performing. Second she storm out, then he storming. Y'all gon' sit down, have a good time this reunion. And drink some wine like communion. And act like everything fine. And if it isn't, we ain't letting everybody in our family business.
Old diamond ring, diamond ring. They don't mean nothing.
Well, a guy got up and hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. And they throw it to our shortstop, and our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball, and now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out, and he's going to be out, and he doesn't slide. He goes to plan B, which was run me over. and he runs me over. And I tag him out, but he steps on my foot. And then I jump up and I say, ow, shit, that hurt.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I'm excited because it's close to my birthday. It's close to Christmas. It's close to my fraternity anniversary day. Oh, everything is just coming out rosy. I'm really excited about the things that are going on. Well, we have to finish our NFL football picks. And DJ Prophet D, what games do we have left?
Well, next up, the Miami Dolphins are playing the New York Giants in New York, and they're giving the Dolphins 3.5 points.
Okay. I'm going to pick the Giants for the win. And what's the total points?
Total points is 46.5.
Okay, it's going to be under 46. It'll be the Giants for the win, and it'll be under 46 points. Okay, next.
All
game.
Right. Giants and under. Next up, we have the Buffalo Bills playing the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh, and the Bills, they're giving the Bills 2 points.
The Bills are getting the 2 points? Oh, well, I'm taking the Buffalo Bills with the 2 points for the win. And what's the total points?
Total points is 36.
Oh, that should be over. The Bills should score more than 36 points by themselves. So the Bills is over for the win.
All right, Bills and over. Next up, the Houston Texans are playing the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee, and they're giving the Texans 3 points.
You said Texans and Titans?
Yep.
They're both tied for first place position in their division. So.
Right.
I'm going to say the Houston Texans for the win, and what's the total points?
Total points is 50.5.
Oh, and where are they playing?
In Tennessee.
Oh, it's going to be snowing. It's going to be bad weather in Tennessee. So I don't think it's going to be a lot of points scored, but Houston is going to win the game. So I say Houston and under. It's going to be under 50 points.
All right, Houston and under. Next up, Philadelphia Eagles play the Washington Redskins in Washington, D.C., and they're giving the Redskins 4.5 points.
They can give the Redskins a whole boat full of points. They won't beat Philly. So, Philly for the win, and what's the total points for the game?
Total points is 39.
Oh, well, and where are they playing? In Washington?
In Washington, D.C., right.
Oh, well, the weather might be bad in Washington, so it may not be a high-scoring game. So I'm going to take Philadelphia Eagles for the win, and maybe they'll score 36 points. So Philadelphia for the win and over 36 points for the total.
Total points is 39.
Oh, okay. Well, and then I take Philly for the win and under 39 points. Because they'll probably only score 36. So, under
Eagles and under.
Eagles and under.
Next up, the Cleveland Browns play the Arizona Cardinals in Arizona, and they're giving the Cardinals 2.5 points.
Okay. Sportsbook is saying that that's pretty an even game. So I'm going to take Arizona for the win. And what's the total points for that game?
Total points is 48.
They won't get that far. So Arizona for the win, and it'll be under 48 points.
All right. Next up, the Jacksonville Jaguars play the Oakland Raiders in Oakland. And they're giving the Jaguars 6.5 points.
Okay. Well, this is the last home game for the Raiders. So I'm going to say the Raiders will get blown out in home by Jacksonville. And what's the total point?
45.5.
45. Nope. They won't get 45 points. So it'll be Jacksonville for the win, and it'll be under 45 points.
All right. Next up, the L.A. Rams play the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas, and they're giving the Cowboys 1.5 points.
Yeah, Sportsbook is pushing them pretty even. So I'll say the Rams will win. And what's the total points for the game?
49.
It won't go that high. It won't go that high. So it'll be Rams and under 49 points.
Okay. Next up, Atlanta Falcons play the San Francisco 49ers. Falcons versus the 49ers in San Francisco, and they're giving the Falcons 10.5 points.
They can give the Falcons a whole bunch of points. They're not going to beat the 49ers. So the 49ers for the win, and what's the total points?
Total points is 47.5.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, if they're playing in San Francisco, you said?
Yep.
San Francisco's home. Yeah, that means they're going to have good weather to play in. Well, I don't know. It's raining in your part of the world, isn't it?
Yes, so, it is.
I don't know. Maybe San Francisco may not score as many points, but they're going to win. So it's going to be San Francisco for the win, and it's going to be under 40-whatever points.
47. Okay.
49ers
and under.
Yeah. 49ers
and under. The last game on Sunday is the Minnesota Vikings and the LA Chargers. in L.A., and they're giving the Chargers 2.5 points.
Sportsbook think it's another even game. I don't think Minnesota's going to play even with the Chargers. So the Minnesota Vikings will win, and the Chargers will come up short. And what's the total points for the game?
Total points is 45.5.
Well, it's raining in L.A. I don't know if they're going to score a lot of points. But Minnesota for the win, and it's going to be under 45 points. I don't think either one of them will score points. Yeah. So Vikings for the win, and it's going to be under 45 points.
All right. And Monday night's game is the Indianapolis Colts playing the New Orleans Saints, and they're giving the Colts 9 points.
Colts playing the Saints, and the Colts are getting 9 points?
Yep.
And where are they playing?
New Orleans.
New Orleans. I think New Orleans has a dome. I think they're playing inside, so it ain't going to really make a difference about the weather. So the Saints will win, and it's going to be over the total points.
All right.
Who are they playing? The Saints are playing who?
Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, yeah. So the Saints will win, and the Indy will score some points. So it'll be a high-scoring game. So, but the Saints for the win, and it'll be over the total points.
Okay, Saints and over. And that's it for Week 15.
All right. Well, people, let's see what happens for Monday night. Monday Night Football should be an exciting game. And NFL football, that's my pick for Week 15. All right, DJ Papa D, I feel good. So let's play some music. Let's see what the fans think about my new song. Because I'm excited about hearing it in real time. So I'm in the air chair, and I'm sitting there.
We were doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club in South Las Vegas on the Strip. It was $100 a ticket. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. Come on now. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. Come on now. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Come on now.
Play that again.
Boy Club in South Las Vegas on the Strip. It was $100 a ticket. OG money. Come on now. OG money. The pimp comes. I can put it down, girls. Come on now. And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. Come on now. OG money. Come on now. OG money. The pimp comes. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. Come on now. OG money. OG money. OG money. Come on now. OG money. The pimp comes. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. Nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Come on now. OG money. OG money. OG money. Come on now. OG money. The pimp comes. I can put it down, girl. Did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. OG money. OG money. OG money. Come on now. OG money. The pimp got it. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. OG money. Come on now. OG money. OG money. OG money. Come on now. OG money. The pimp got it. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. Eddie Murphy, you ain't no playboy. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. Come on now. OG money. OG money. OG money. Come on now. OG money. The pimp comes. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You can talk about it, but you can't be about it. You're not a pimp. Come on now. OG money. OG money. OG money. Come on now. OG money. The pimp got it. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You wanna see what a real pimp? You wanna be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. OG money. The pimp got it. OG money. OG money. OG money. Come on now. OG money. The pimp comes. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't wrong with me, baby. If I can take it, baby. They got women that got breasts bigger than his. Oh, yeah, I can do it like that. And when I walked out with five playmates. I'm G-Money, the pimp coming. yourself. Gee, money's a pimp. God's plan made the man. Gee, money's a pimp. God's plan made the man.
Friday show, so we're off again until Monday. So check out the shows tonight with Monday Night Football, and check out the shows. The weekend is going to be really good. Saturday, they got College Bowl playing. So it's going to be some real good games. LSU is undefeated, and they're going to be playing like Ohio State, which is undefeated. And Auburn is going to be playing like Clemson. So everybody's going to be playing everybody, and everybody's undefeated, playing for the national championship. So that's Saturday. And Sunday will be the regular NFL season, week 15. So we got two more weeks in the NFL season, and then we start with the playoffs. So watch and listen to what's going on in the NFL season. All right. Well, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment promoter. Ha-ha, almost forgot who I was. I'm Las Vegas. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment promoter. And I'm out of here. See you on Monday. Have a good weekend. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I want to say I was born in December at the end of the year. Jesus Christ was born in December, same month, different year. We want to wish you best wishes and make it clear. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year. Good night, everybody. See you on Monday. Later. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.